Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Please support my work for $1 or more. Need your support to continue producing more content independently. Check out my Patreon. Patreon.com/M2F Story. And if you are already supporting me on Patreon, then thank you so much for being a Patreon. Today, I am going to share with you Mom Magical Feminine Box Part 2. Nope. I'll put it another way, Jade. Go, I don't care where. Go see a movie or a friend. Go shopping. Just go and leave this to me. She couldn't really blame the girl. Her kids were usually at each other's throats, Stuart giving as good as he got, and Susan could see this was too good to pass up, but it wasn't helping anyone. Knowing that tone of voice well, Jade stood.
Well, I did tell Sandra I'd go over to her place today. We were going to try out some hairstyles for her job interview next week. Good. I'll be home later. She kissed her mother on the cheek and headed for the door. At the last minute, she turned to Stuart. If you're a good girl, I'll help you with your hair when I get home.
Goodbye, Jade. Susan sighed. Mother and transformed son were silent until they heard the car start off down the driveway. Susan took both of her son's slimmer, daintier hands and looked him straight in the eyes. You have to know how sorry I am that this happened to you, she started.
I don't have any idea what this is like for you, honey, but I can understand you're upset.
But you have to face some realities here. I promise you, I'll do what I can to make sure you spend as little time as possible as a girl. It's just, there are a few things we both have to take into consideration. I'd love to go back to Hong Kong, but I've used up all of my holiday time spending Christmas with you and your sister. I'd ask for more, but with this China deal on at work at the moment, I wouldn't get it. And the plain and simple truth is we don't have the money for plane fares or accommodation.
You don't even have a passport, so even if I could take the time off and we had the cash, you'd have a 2-week wait for that.
It sounded reasonable to Stuart, even though he'd never admit it. Looking down at the breasts that now dominated his view, he quietly said,
How long?
2, maybe 3 months. Susan told him. 4 months tops. Unless Wang can pass a message on to Mei Ling. It sounded like a jail sentence to the boy, a bloody long one from where he sat. 1,000 emotions seemed to flash through him at once. Anger, pain, sorrow, self-pity, fear, horror, and vulnerability.
Just keep Jade off my back,
was all he said as he fell, sobbing into his mother's arms. Jade got home around 10 o'clock that night, no knowing what to expect. Her mother was sitting at the computer checking her email every 5 minutes in case she got word from Wang or Mei Ling. Hi, Jade said, unsure of her mother's reaction.
Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in.
Susan got up and gave her daughter a quick hug. Sorry about before, Mom.
I went too far.
I think you know who you should apologize to.
Yeah.
Jade nodded. This whole thing is weird, and I guess I didn't think about it from his point of view, even if he is a little jerk. Stuart's all right normally. He's just a typical little brother. Your Uncle Andrew did far worse to me when I was your age. It's strange. Sandra was asking about Amy, and I didn't know who she was referring to at first, and then I worked it out that Stuart is Amy. No one knows he was ever a guy. Susan frowned a little, feeling guilty and not for the first time that day. Amy Jo Denton, to be exact. I gave her a sleeping tablet and put her to bed. I might go off to bed too.
Good night, Mom.
Sleep tight, Jade.
Jade went to the toilet and was heading for her room when she passed her brother's door. She heard sobbing and knocked.
What?
It's just me, Stuart. Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
He said in a voice that sounded anything but. Jade opened the door and entered. In the little bit of moonlight that spilled into the room, she could make out the much smaller form of her brother in bed.
Sorry about before. Whatever.
No, really, I'm sorry. Jade sat down next to him and put her hand on his arm.
Being a girl isn't that bad. You'll see.
You just don't get it, do you? He spat as he put on a pink bedside lamp and sat up.
You don't have any idea what it's like?
I am a girl, you know.
Jade was a little taken aback at this outburst, even though her brother was now smaller than she was.
You don't get it at all.
So tell me, Stu, she said softly. Make me understand. He thought about it for a bit, tears running down his smooth cheeks.
Okay. Look, I'm your brother. Or at least I was. So I never say this sort of stuff to you. If you tell anyone what I'm about to say, I'll deny it.
Go on. You're pretty, smart, you have a good personality, and most of my friends think you're hot. Things come easy to you. Now imagine you wake up tomorrow and you're a fat chick named Ethel, with glasses, pimples, and bad breath. Now imagine you as Ethel are in the pilot's chair of a 747 and you have to land the plane even though you don't have a clue how. Getting the picture?
Yup.
Now it was Jade's turn to feel guilty.
I don't have a clue about girls. God, they're hard enough to work out as a guy, but now I have to be one and I don't know how.
That I can help you with. Jade smiled. I can teach you how to be a girl.
I don't really want to know, Jade. My whole life has changed because of Mama Chow and that stinking box. No one saw Stuart kick 5 goals in the grand final last year because it didn't happen. No one saw me take a hat trick in cricket because I didn't play in the game. No one has heard me play guitar because from what I read in Amy's diary,
you? I mean, she has a diary?
Doesn't every girl?
The Stuart asked.
No, well, back in the dark ages, maybe.
Well, Amy does, or I do. Whatever. She plays the flute. I can't play a note on the thing. She does ballet.
Jade giggled a little at the thought of her brother in a pink leotard. He ignored it and plowed on.
I tried to do a pasta, whatever the hell you call them, and fell flat on my arse.
You want to know what it's like for me?
Well, from now until I get back to normal, that's assuming I do get back to normal, I will have to be acting with everything and everyone whether I want to or not.
Silence filled the air for a minute or two as Jade took all of this in. Finally, she said, I get it, Stuart. I really get it. Let me do what I can to help. Please?
He nodded and took her outstretched hand.
Okay, truce.
Susan walked past the room and saw Jade and Stuart do something she hadn't seen since her kids were really little. Hug. She hurried off so she didn't break the clinch.
Good night, Amy.
Jade said as she left the room.
You are pushing it,
Stuart said as he threw a pillow at his sister.
Oh, there is one more thing before I leave you.
Exactly which friends of yours think I'm hot, and what are their phone numbers?
Night, Ethel.
Amazingly, his mother had been right. Things didn't look as bad after some sleep. They were bad enough in Stuart's view, but now they only looked titanic bad, as opposed to the black plague bad he felt the previous night. Stepping out of the shower, he paused to look at his new body, really look at it. He still didn't like what he saw, not on him anyway. On someone else, it would have been fine. What he hated about it most of all, probably even more than the femininity that seemed to leap out of his petite body, was the cutesy factor he now possessed. His face was all girl. From the cute little button nose to the dimples on chubby cheeks, each side of a pretty smile. There was a bit of a resemblance to his mother and Jade, but a lot of his father and aunts about him. Lowering his glance, his eyes drifted past the wet hair that stuck to his slender shoulders and onto 2 smallish but very feminine breasts. They were much more conical in shape to the ones he liked to look at in Playboy and online, but he put it down to his age. Going lower still, he registered the slimness of his arms and he missed his muscles. He'd spent ages building up. Now they were so small they reminded him of pipe cleaners. A trim waist and a flat stomach with a belly button that stuck out, rather than his old innie, gave way to hips that flared just enough to make him look in proportion. He looked quickly at the triangle of pubic hair that covered a barely visible vertical cleft. He thought of all of the girls he liked and wondered if that triangle was worth all of the efforts he and his friends put in. The one in the mirror was almost a letdown after all of his hormone-driven fantasies about them.
Are you ready, Stuart?
Susan called from the hallway. He wrapped the towel around himself, the same way his sister always did, and opened the door having made a big decision.
You and Jade had better call me Amy Mum, he sighed, at least for the time being.
Are you sure, love?
Yeah, we all know who I really am. But it would look kind of weird if you're running around calling me Stuart. Being a Saturday. Susan had the day to spend with her kids who were off school for the summer holidays anyway. Normally, Stuart would be out with his friends playing cricket or doing whatever it is that teenaged boys do when they're together, and Jade was either at work or sleeping in. Susan herself did her weekly grocery shop on Saturdays, but this morning, they all had a more pressing problem. What was Amy going to wear?
I hope you two don't expect me to get dressed by a committee meeting every morning, Amy grumbled as she stood in her room dressed in an apricot-colored satin robe. I can dress myself, you know.
Sure you can, sweetie, Susan said. Just think of us as training wheels, just for a few days.
Amy was directed to a seat in front of a vanity mirror so Jade could blow dry her hair. Have you heard from Wing or Dung or whatever the hell his name is? She half shouted to be heard over the noise of the dryer.
Wang, Susan corrected.
Not yet. But if I still haven't heard from him by Monday, I'll talk to a guy we're using on the China contract. He's lived in China for 6 years, and he speaks fluent Mandarin. He shouldn't have any problems getting on the phone and talking to Wang or Mei Ling. It took about 10 minutes to dry and comb her hair, and then she was handed a pink pair of panties and matching bra.
Well, she said to her mother and sister, turn around.
We have seen it before, Amy. Not on me, you haven't, Amy stated.
Humor me.
Both of the other women sighed and turned away as Amy took off the robe and pulled up the panties, but Jade couldn't resist wolf whistling as her sister pulled on a pair of panties for the first time.
I don't know why I can't just dag around in my normal clothes, Amy griped, as her mother did up the straps of the bra and told her how to put it on the easy way, clasping it in front of her and then spinning it around.
I know you, Amy. Half the time on weekends, you slipped on a pair of football shorts, and that was it. If you're going to be a girl, you will look the part. I don't want other people looking at you and saying I am a bad mother for letting you get around looking like...
like a boy? Amy interrupted.
Exactly, Susan nodded.
If nothing else, I would have thought you'd have learned in the last day that boys and girls are different.
Besides, don't think I'm going to waste my energy on fighting you about what you wear. I already have a perfectly adequate teenage daughter to do that with.
Susan pulled out a pair of black 3/4-length jeans and a pink t-shirt with a large butterfly embroidered on the chest.
At least let me wear normal jeans and a black t-shirt.
Do you think people will mistake you as a boy if you wear them? Look at yourself, Amy. You could wear a sack and people will still see a girl. At least I could be a comfortable girl. Please, Amy, you know fighting stresses me. Do you know what happens when I get stressed?
I got a feeling you're going to tell me, the girl replied, as she tried not to look at the figure clad only in lingerie staring out of the mirror.
I forget things, Susan said. It's funny. I thought I wouldn't have a problem finding Mama Chow in Hong Kong, but now? Now I'm not too sure I could. I know it's off a main street with lots of Chinese people. There can't be too many of them in Hong Kong, can there?
Okay, okay. Amy conceded defeat. I'll wear the stupid things.
He reached for the pants only to hear his mother and Jade laugh again.
What?
What did I do now?
You're trying to put the pants on the wrong way.
Jade giggled. The zipper goes on the back.
How the hell am I supposed to go to the toilet that way?
Think about it, Amy. All of a sudden, a light bulb went on in Amy's mind.
Oh, she said. You two are enjoying this far too much for my liking?
The t-shirt followed, and then Jade set to work on her sister's hair. She figured she'd tortured her enough, so she just put it in a ponytail and used two little clips to keep the stray tendrils at the side out of her face. Makeup was pushing it too hard, so she didn't bother. Susan had gone to answer the doorbell.
Someone here to see you, Amy?
What?
Who?
Tell them I'm sick or something. She stammered. It wasn't a lie. The thought of anyone seeing her dressed like a girl was making her sick very quickly.
Don't be silly, Amy.
Susan brushed off the hysteria.
It's only Katie.
Katie from next door? That's bad enough.
Katie and Stuart grew up together, and Katie was a bit of a tomboy, so the two got on well. She could outkick,
outrun and outfight every boy in school when she was younger. Every boy but Stuart. What made Susan and Jade smile was the fact that the poor girl had a huge crush on a totally oblivious Stuart. As puberty hit, Katie had softened in both her dress sense and boisterousness, and in the past year or so had done everything but throw herself naked onto Stuart. Sometimes Katie didn't think Stuart even knew she was a girl, a very cute blonde girl with almost sky blue eyes. "Well, it's too late," Susan stated. "She's waiting for you in the lounge room." Stuart, now Amy felt totally strange in her pink strappy sandals as she walked out to meet Katie with about the same enthusiasm Marie Antoinette must have felt as she headed for the guillotine. Katie didn't seem to think anything was wrong. "Hi, Amy," she said, hugging her best friend. "I was just wondering if you wanted to go to the mall with me?" Amy was once again reminded of her new height as she looked Katie in the eyes for the first time in 3 or so years. "I'd rather swallow razor blades," she mumbled truthfully. "Sorry, what was that?" Susan jumped in saying, "She said she'd love to go. Mom." "Sorry, Amy, my memory is going again." "I'd love to come," Amy told her friend in a not-so-ladylike tone. "Did I miss something in there?" Katie asked when the two girls got outside. "Only a form of child abuse," Amy replied sullenly. "You are a wicked, wicked woman," Jade told her mother. "Uh-huh, but you have to push the chick out of the nest one way or another," Susan grinned. Stuart never got shopping. He just never got it. For him, it was a case of get in, get what you want, and get the hell out again. About all he'd do at the mall was sit in the food court and look at the girls with his friends. Now, as Amy, he was one of the girls, but shopping was still a mystery. She and Katie had linked up with two other girls from school, Terry, a tall brunette who now dwarfed Amy, and Emma, who had beautiful red hair and piercing green eyes. They spent hours going from one shop to another to try on, and even worse, discuss every item of clothing in the mall. It wasn't even until the shopping trip was about half an hour old that Amy worked out no one had any money to spend on clothes or makeup. Shopping for them was a social outing, and she was amazed to find out that the shopping was just a setting for talk. Talk about boys, bands, boy bands, the school gossip, and of course clothes and makeup. That's it for today. See you in the next part.